A patient's last name is Maider, again, Maier. First name is Justin, Jestin. Date of visit is November 28, 2023. Date of birth is May 12, 1981. Next breath, a patient tells me that he was in the patient was in traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2007, in Afghanistan. First up, a patient was ambushed by IED explosions. So first up, there were mortars and bomb explosions as he was ambushed. First up, there were many explosions. So first up, a patient tells me that the explosions caused him to be unconsciousness. First up, patient does not remember how long he was unconscious. First up, he thinks it was minutes. First up, when he woke up, he was confused and disoriented. First up, also with severe headache. First up, next paragraph, patient also tells me that he was in 2005. A common patient was in shooting weapon training. First up, the patient tells me that this took place in Fort Benning, Benning, Georgia. First up, patient tells me that the shooting weapon training has significant loud sounds. First up, patient tells me that that has caused him to hurt his head. Next paragraph. Since the event, a patient tells me that he has a significant forgetfulness. A patient is irritable. First up, patient has memory loss. First up, patient tells me that he's quote unquote zoning out a lot. First up, patient of headaches almost on a daily basis. First up, patient of slurred speech. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working in the police office, police station, processing paperwork. First up, patient used to be a police officer, but he's not able to perform police duties anymore because of his symptoms. So first up, next paragraph. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is H-U-B-B-S. Again, H-U-B-B-S. First name is Jacob. Date of birth is July 26. The date of visit is January 29, 2023. First up, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury in 2019. First up, a patient was in Fort Lee, L-E-E, Fort Lee in Virginia. First up, a patient was in the bathroom. He was pulling up his pants. Patient suddenly blacked out. First up, he had complete loss of consciousness and fell back. First up, he landed on the ground. First up, he does not remember what happened. First up, severe headache when he woke up. First up, he woke up when an ambulance arrived. First up, he does not remember how long he was out of consciousness. First up, he had amnesia for the next 2 days. First up, does not remember. First up, he remembered was that he had severe headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, patient has a severe headache. First up, a patient tells me that he has almost headaches every day. First up, it's difficult, causing him to have insomnia problems. First up, the headache is causing him the difficulty to sleep. First up, which causing him to have significant excessive daytime sleepiness and tiredness in the daytime. First up, Ms. River. A patient currently working as a retail account for Dollar General. First up, a patient tells me that his headaches is significantly affecting his concentration and focus at work. First up, the headaches are also affecting him to sleep at night, which in return causing him significant excessive time sleeping and tired during the daytime. First up, focusing. First up, the vision has light sensitivity. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, it is my opinion. Injury, first up, in 2019, patient was in the bathroom. First up, as he was standing out, he fell back and completely blacked out. First up, he was out of consciousness until the ambulance arrived. First up, he had amnesia for the next 2 days. First up, he does not remember what happened next 2 days. First up, patient, a severe headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, First up, since then he has a severe headache almost on an everyday basis, patients insomnia symptoms, so first up is also excessive daytime sleepiness and tired symptoms, so first up. The head injury followed by amnesia and headaches, common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury, patient is currently not has severe headaches almost every day, and insomnia symptoms, also difficulty concentrating, focus at work, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks out the end of the decision.